February 3rd, 2014, regular meeting, Village Hall, Mike.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
I'd like to call the special board meeting for the Village of Brown Lake, February 3, 2014, to order at 7:04. Let's start. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Fry. Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Present.
Trustee Trahan. Trustee Wyszynski.
I would expect the rest to reflect that Trustee Fry is dealing with a family emergency. That's why I'm not here.
Thank you, Doc. Trustee Newby, would you please lead us through the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Doc. Okay. Do you want to do it? Make it a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of January 20, 2014.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli.
Aye.
Trustee Wyszynski.
Aye.
Trustee Clemens.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 4.1, any public comment this evening? One, two. I'm going to assume not at this point in time. Make it a motion to approve the consent agenda, including item 5.1, approve the accounts payable in the amount of $156,301.11. 5.2, approve the payroll for the period ending January 26, 2014, in the amount of $115,658.49. 5.3, accept December 2013 Treasurer's report as presented. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution approving the legal services agreement with Tressler LLP. Item 5.5, adopt a resolution approving the second amendment to the agreement of the Municipal Waste Collection Service with Waste Management. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution approving a design engineering service agreement from Batchelor & Woodman for the McGillis Drive Bridge replacement. And item 5.7, adopt a resolution approving an agreement with the Illinois Department of Transportation for the cost sharing of design and services for the McGillis Drive Bridge replacement.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Simoncelli. Any discussion? Ron, we have a little conflict. If you would help clarify this issue for item 5.7, item 5.6, adopt the resolution approving the design engineering service agreement from Baxter and Woodman for the McGillis Drive Bridge replacement. Back in committee of the whole minutes, we pulled that to have further discussion on it that would be brought back. And I think that dealing with the pavement replacement for Forest.
That is correct.
But now it comes forward on the consent agenda, where committee of the whole said that it would come back for further discussion. If you could just clarify that for the record.
Certainly. This is strictly for the bridge design. At the committee of the whole, I will find that in the paving outside of the bridge limit design work. If you recall, IDOT did not feel that was a eligible cost. So separate and apart will be a presentation next committee of the whole for the paving design work by Batman.
Very good. Satisfactory? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you had said in the minutes that you wanted to look at Ashton Woodman's fees a little bit closer and said that you're going to bring it back. And so that's what I kind of brought forward.
And I apologize if I'm not certainly intentional with creating the confusion. So we now keep it a bridge design, shepherd it apart, we got under consent agenda 5.6. 5.7 is strictly formality of paperwork to obtain the cost sharing for the bridge design.
Thank you, Rob. Any further discussion? And a quick roll call.
Trustee Sinicelli?
Aye.
Trustee Wisniewski?
Aye.
Trustee Clemon?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Item 6.1, early voting site. Madam Clerk?
Early voting is going to start here in the Annex Building. February 28th, we're going to set up, and then early voting begins 3rd through the 18th, and their hours are actually going to be 9 to 4:30, but they'll be here from 8:30 to 5, and then Saturday is from 9 to 2, but they'll be here between 8:30 and 2:30.
I got a letter for her, she just sent me another email today. They're actually going to deliver and set up the equipment starting the 17th.
Oh, okay.
And they will come in the 25th to do a stress test, make sure everything is working, and then they'll take the
28th.
Okay. No, you will have to do it.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item 7.1, approve an intergovernmental agreement with Solid Waste Agency of Lake County for the clothing and textile recycling collection program. Russ, any more on that?
Yeah, that's what you have there in front of you. It's all set to go. We had discussed this at a prior board meeting. They sent us over the contract, and basically we're going to put a unit on that. It's, I don't know, I think, did we even have a picture of it, really?
Yes.
But, so it's a nice looking unit. We're going to fix a place on that and do it, and we'll give it a try and we'll see how it goes.
What color is it, Russ?
Quite
green. Can we put an orange flag on it so it's visible in case somebody is by there with a snow plow that we don't have to hit it?
Yeah,
we have to
check Ron's eyes, though, make sure he has the right colors.
Yeah. Thanks, Russ. Making a motion for item 8.1 to approve. We don't have to pass that. We don't have to vote on it. Information only. Item 8.1, let me say it first. Approve a payment of $228.41 to Granger.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Simon Selling. Any discussion on that? Was it you, Don?
Huh?
Did you second that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don, taking over.
I know. Any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Wisniewski?
Aye.
Trustee Clemon?
Abstain.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Sinicelli?
Aye.
Mayor?
Aye. Public Works, item 10.1. Can I get, are we pulling this?
Well,
item 10.1, to adopt a resolution authorizing the purchase of a 2014 F-554 truck. We have a motion.
We have to do this motion. We have to send that committee yet. I just grab it and see if it fills up the committee for us before it comes to work.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Ron?
I thought we had adequately vetted this, and I thought the direction I got was to seek formal quotes, which are attached to the agenda item. I guess that there is concern that I just prefer to address those now if I can.
All right. Well, I think...
Go ahead. Yes. If we're going to go into discussion on this, I have to get a motion first.
Okay. Fine.
So can I get a motion for item 10.1 as read?
I make a motion to table it, but I'll go back to committee.
Will anybody else give a motion?
I'll second
that. Okay. Item 10.1 will be tabled and move that to... So we have a motion to table it from Trustee Newby?
Yes.
And a second from Trustee Clements? Okay. Now discussion. Thank you.
So I think, Ron, I think that one of the things yes, you got some additional bids. When we met last Monday, one of the things we wanted to talk about was not only the additional bids, but looking into, does it make sense to wait to get a 2015 model? And I think there was another point, and I don't have my notes in front of me, but so I think we wanted to talk about that first before we brought it to the board for approval. This might recollection. I might be...
And also the summer game wasn't ready at that point for us to review before the board also needs to question that.
That is correct. So I think it's kind of a matter of procedure. I guess, you know, to your point, one of the things you talked about was just getting additional bids, which you did do. But we want to review it as a matter of procedure. We want to review it again as a subcommittee before we bring it to the committee of the whole.
Yes. Okay, so this will be tabled to go back to the subcommittee is going to discuss this, and then we will bring it forward for liaison will rule, and then we'll bring it forward to the regular agenda meeting.
Yes.
Yes. So that is the motion that we are going to table this until the, what date is the next meeting?
Tuesday,
the
18th.
Oh, Tuesday the 18th. Regular board meeting, can we have...
Yes. Which one?
Okay. Roll call.
Trustee Clements?
Aye.
Trustee Newby?
Aye.
Trustee Simoncelli?
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski? Aye.
Motion carries. 13.1, the house decorating contest winner.
Mr. Herzog?
Yes. Yes, please come forth. I think we thought maybe you'd have an extension cord for my wife. Mr. Herzog, thank you for you as a winner of the 2013 home decorating contest for the village of Round Lake. Thank you for participating, number one. Thank you for a great job. And congratulations on your win.
Great. Thank you very much.
I live around the corner from you.
Oh, fantastic. I'm glad you got a lot of joy out of it. Not if I can just get the steaks and everything else.
Thank you. I'm glad we finally met you.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you very much.
Item 14.1, Mayor's comments. A couple things I just want to touch on is the success of the Business Summit meeting and the Homeowners Association Summit meeting took place last Wednesday, in the morning, one in the evening. The Business Summit meeting, we brought forward and talked a little about the vision and the future of Round Lake, talked about community pride, what we can do as far as beautifying some of the area. We're talked about what we spoke on a little bit of getting a task force together for beautification projects. Of course, the Cedar Lake Road realignment, which there's not a lot to bring forward with at this point in time. And then the big part is what the village is currently doing to ensure our future visions, and that's to rewrite our comprehensive plan, which I want to introduce Mr. Mike Blue. Russ and I have talked to a few planners. He is certainly has our interest. Mr. Blue is associated with or affiliated with Tesco. Thank you. Which is a tremendous asset if we would ever need that. So I've introduced Mr. Blue to the Planning Commission. We had a great conversation there that evening. And since the business summit was there, we brought him, and he graciously came to the business summit meeting, introduced himself, and told him what he's capable of, a little bit of his future background, and let him do the same here. Mr. Blue? No. This is an introduction.
Well, thank you, Commander, for speaking. Oh, yeah. Just by way of introduction, a second, my name is Michael Blue. I'm with Tesco Associates. Tesco is a what we like to refer to as a full-service planning and design firm. A bunch of city planners and a bunch of landscape architects. Pretty much anything that goes on in the municipality the firm is involved with. Have a very long foundation of comprehensive plans and so on. The firm was founded in 1975, so it's been around for quite a while, working primarily in the Chicago area and in the Midwest. As I said, comprehensive plans, sub-area studies, work for both primarily municipal clients, 80%+ of the work is for municipal clients. Also have some private clients, both of the landscape architects who are doing their site work and helping them get through the development process. Makes us a little smarter. We kind of understand both sides of the table. But in terms of the kind of work we do, and you can't come to a meeting without the official firm propaganda, so I've got some stuff that I'll leave behind that you can all look through at your leisure. It talks about the just completely broad range of services that we provide. Again, comprehensive planning, sub-area planning, your tax increment finance district, and just about anything that municipalities deal with in terms of planning and zoning and development is what we do. The firm's got about 18 folks in it, and as I said, it's been around for quite a while and done quite a bit of work. Me personally, I've been with the firm for just under a year. I started my career as a consultant, worked for a different firm, worked for the competition actually, up until about 15 years ago. And then I switched over to work for municipalities, so I've got 15 years of experience working in management and community development departments. Until most recently, I spent 10 years as the community development director for the city of Highland Park. And so we feel that we can really provide great service to you in terms of the comprehensive plan and whatever else may come up, because we've got, frankly, a lot of depth of background, both in terms of doing the planning work from the consulting side, from working with, as a municipal planner, a couple of folks in the firm have had some deep experience there. I've had a chance to talk with the mayor and Russ a bit and get to know the town just a tiny bit, and very much enjoy a chance to work with you, and you've got a terrific place, and we'd love to help you work on the picture of the future. Just briefly, as the mayor mentioned, as I've described, I think part of what will be great about the comprehensive plan update for you is it'll be a great first foot forward in terms of marketing the community, in terms of identifying a vision for the development desires of the community. Having spent all those years as a community development director, I know that when people are interested in developing your town, they walk into the municipal office and they go, "Well, what does the village want to see here?" Because that's kind of the best path for them. They don't want to spend a lot of time fighting with you. I know some of them do. But for the most part, the smarter ones don't want to spend a lot of time fighting. They want to do what's in the village's best interest and what the village sees as its vision. And the other part of it, too, is that when you're working with other agencies, let's say Lake County, maybe having something to do with realigning a road, for instance, it's great to have already had those discussions. And said, you know what, we as a community, we've given a lot of thought to what land use should be where should the business areas be, where should the residential areas be, where should the road alignments be. And here's what it is. It's not something we just thought over, drew lines on a map, we involved our staff, our council, our planning commission, our whole community, this is what we know is best for us, this is our future. Well, that carries some weight. So, again, the firm's got just almost 40 years of experience doing just this sort of work. I look back, can't believe I have almost 30 years of experience doing it. We're very much looking forward to working with you. So if there's anything else, Mayor, if you've got any questions, I'm glad to answer.
I got ahead of myself a little bit here. This should have been committee of the whole discussion, since it's on that agenda. I don't know if anybody noticed that or not, but I thought I'd bring it up right now. I'm always thinking of others. So if we can have that conversation now, and then we can still have discussion amongst us at the committee of the whole meeting. If there's any questions for Mr. Bloom, please feel free. No, not necessary. You know, one of the things that really impressed me when I met Mike was the importance of using the comprehensive plan as a good marketing tool. We've talked about transit-oriented development for so many years in this village, and in the few months that I've been here, it's the number one topic when we talk about development and what Round Lake could be. And he's worked on them, he's seen them, he's initiated them, he's watched them from start to finish, and how to use a comprehensive plan as a tool and to show exactly when somebody wants to come into a village that's going to develop something in reliance with that here doesn't have a black and white. First of all, you don't have all those questions to ask. We have it here. That's a great tool for us. We're already well thought out. We're well spelled out. This is what we want. This is our desires. Making yourself business friendly, making sure that that's established. And everything that he tells us about what he sees and how he envisions a comprehensive plan should unfold is the thing that I would like to see, and I think that Round Lake needs for a good direction for our future. And that's his experience, his background, he's been involved with these projects, and just his philosophical approach to how this should be written is right on page with what I think is a good comprehensive plan. Not just talking about single housing development goes over here, you've got to have multifamily go over there, here's your industrial park and being stewards of our wetlands. Too generic. What do we have? How do we sell it? And I look forward.
It's also well received at the business summit and also by the Planning and Zoning Commission also. I look forward to working with you.
But the biggest thing you had, I mean, we've all been, we said that the new administration, we're trying to be very transparent, open, get a lot of ideas from the outside. The village board, along with the planning commissioners that are working hand in hand on this, we're going to get everybody's input, get a lot of the community, the business spend. We're trying to get as many people, ideas, as people input. It shouldn't be just one or two or three people secretly meeting in the back room trying to do this. We're trying to open it up, get all the ideas we can, put everything on the table. So when we finally put that final comprehensive plan together, everyone's going to be behind it. They're going to have something to do with it. They're going to know what it is. And we can all sell it, not just a couple of people sell it. That's the whole general idea of this.
Mr. Blow, you can excuse yourself if you so desire, or if you're charmed by the board and the way we run meetings, you can stay on.
I have a question. I'll excuse myself at home and feed my kids who just can't seem to figure out how to do it. So.
I understand.
Well, thank you. Looking forward to having you all with you.
Mike, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
We'll get to Committee of the Whole in a little while. The other things that happened at the meeting with the Homeowners Association, I want to thank Sue, she's not here, for the work that she did getting this organized for the Homeowners Association meeting. I want to thank Marsha Swenson downstairs for composing a letter and sending it out to all the Homeowners Association's clientele, the people that manage them. Also, we're working on a way to better collect this data so the next time we want to make these contacts, it'll be easier. It's been a little testing because the boards are continuously changing. We don't know who to contact, so we're getting a better means of collecting data to keep that current. Ron talked about winter operations, talked about our fleet, and started touching briefly on the amount of salt that we use, just how many miles of road that we have, the struggles that they've met with this horrific winter. A lot of good information. I did carry on some information about the tree replacement program, Ron. And Chief came up and gave good information and some handouts for information, tell people that spring is coming, it's getting warmer out, and burglaries are going to start going up because criminals don't like cold weather, especially on heated garages. Also, good recommendations about how to keep your house warm, a pamphlet on take action against bullies, and information about gangs and a parent's guide to gangs. Almost sounds like a marketing tool, but it's like, wait a minute, what? Don't go there. And what was findhelplakecounty.org? It was by the United Way, a pamphlet that you passed out. A Lake County resource guide. A lot of good information that was given by the village for all the homeowners associations that was represented there. Had a really good turnout. How many people were in there? Did we ever take a head count? 25?
About 35 total. Well, we had, a lot of
names,
email addresses. Yeah. Martha took minutes for us, so we have that. So we gathered some good information for the future.
Yep.
In fact, we set a date, I think it was going to be second Wednesday of July, if I recall.
I believe so.
Yes.
Anyway, all in all, I think both the summit meetings were successful. Again, the Homeowners Association one really was just a good... I know there was more people there last time, a lot of good information exchanged.
Well, they asked a lot of good questions.
Yes, they did.
A lot of good stuff.
So, again, thanks to Sue for that. Don mentioned Trustee Fry. My prayers go out to him and his family. Hopefully they're going to have good news by the end of the week and everybody will be out of the hospitals and home and carrying on. So please keep that in your mind. And that's all the mayor has. Trustees' comments.
Yes, just wanted to say thank you to the chief and the department for doing an excellent job with our big hollow care graduation. We must have 60 or 80 kids graduate. This is an awesome experience. They did change the air song out, and that was a little disappointing. Due to the bullying, they had to change the song of package for that year soon. Anyway, thanks to the department and our teachers who taught the class. Also, I want to talk about the downtown parks area. The past, we used to, the village was responsible for clearing those spots. I see parts of it's clear. I think by the model or certain, but one strip is not. So are we, as the village, clearing that, or is it up to the business people now?
Well, we
the street of the park area. Parts of the street. Street park.
On the street or lake,
yeah.
Road, the plow, the trap lanes, and the parking areas.
Okay.
And we certainly recognizing some businesses ultimately try and be there before the parking starts happening.
Okay. Were you able to look at the last model or service area? The last model
it did. And at least from my perspective, what was visible, IDOT responsible for Illinois 134, seemingly should have caught that going curve first, but as you and I talked, certainly I will give greater attention to that turning radius area.
Make sure we're also talking about right down the Ravon, where they have islanders. Two seaway drill also in the drill.
Also, what do can we do when there are no vehicles there? Saturday morning, there was a couple of vehicles in that area.
From the alley, from Goodnow to?
Yeah.
Going west?
I just want to thank the village for sponsoring Steve and I. We went to the 2014 Northern Illinois University Economic Outlook Forum, which was held down in Naperville. This is the second year we've gone, very informational. There's a lot of good information presented on retail outlook. One of the primary things they talked about is how the internet is taking a bite out of local retailers and it's kind of putting a damper on retail expansion. They talked a lot about, to your earlier point, having comprehensive plans around downtown development and looking at those more comprehensively. They talked about different funding mechanisms. Michael mentioned a few of them that were mentioned. Talked about property types that are good. I talked about fast casual restaurants being the fastest growing retail type. Now, fast casual being kind of a fast food place. So those are really kind of the hot ticket in terms of development. And then they finished it off with a presentation from a guy who's been with the state since 75 or something like that. And this guy presented all the financial statistics on the state. And I came away with the recommendation that we need to take the entire village of Round Lake and move it to Wyoming, I think, based on...
We're
going to
move
the Great Lake
to...
Arizona was okay, but...
It was a moving story, basically.
It was.
For the state and the city of Chicago.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
So they were talking about, one thing you might not have heard of is that the state of, or the city of Chicago, from a financial standpoint, is pretty similar to Detroit. They've done a really good job of keeping that kind of under the radar because there are other assets that they have that Detroit didn't have, but from a purely financial perspective, there's not a big difference between Chicago and Detroit. And if Chicago were to go, if they were to file for bankruptcy, that would have a devastating effect on the whole state. Just like Detroit filing has had a devastating effect on the whole state of Michigan. So, again, that was, that's what we left with. That was the, what we walked away from. I have a copy of the presentation from the last guy. I have notes from all presenters, but the last guy had just a ton of data. We're third in the nation in terms of, no, second in the nation in terms of people moving from instead of two. We're in the bottom fifth of all the states in just about every category. Some of them were actually the worst, and some were like number three worst. But not a pretty picture. But and so Steve and I mean, and we went last year, I think the information in general is fairly similar. Steve and I were saying that probably next year's news is not going to be that much better, so we'll probably reconsider whether we go again next year. So, but overall, I think it's a valuable, for somebody that hasn't been, it's pretty informational. There's a lot of folks like Michael Bloom that present on all kinds of trends in sports development, retail, things like that. But thank you for your information.
Are there villages for sale in Wyoming?
I haven't started with the internet, but I will.
Thanks, Fred.
I just want to tell and extend out congratulations for winning our house decorating contest and for your patience with us as we re-bring this event back to the village around Lake. I know it's kind of a little what's going on. I was even confused at the very beginning. I thought it was a gingerbread decorating house. I don't know if you've heard about that.
No, I wouldn't have. I got into the
fact. I was at first, and then I'm like, oh, we're talking about actually decorating your house. Cool. So it was my moment, but once again, thank you so much for being patient with us. This year's definitely been a learning experience for us, so we know what to say and how to break things down a little bit better for next year to make a much smoother process. So please, we encourage you next year to participate as well and invite other students to do so as well, and hopefully we'll make a slightly smoother process. So
I just wanted to get out and see the other houses.
Well, it's going to be a little sooner and taking out the recognition right at the holiday times and things like that. It's just it's a very big learning experience for us, and then of course we have the weather that always
I think half the board was sick
for a while. Everything, so hopefully we'll kind of knit that down a little bit better for this coming year, and I think it'd be great.
Thank you. And I also send my congratulations to you, and thank you for participating.
I also want to actually say again, thank you, to Chief and everyone that was involved in presenting the award to Jonah. I got thanks from the family. I worked with Elizabeth, and it went around Granger, and it was very, very well received, and heard the sirens for the parade on Saturday. I just think we got a lot of good press out of it, I think, and it was mentioned in the Herald a couple times. And,
I'm on
YouTube video. Yeah, so I just think it was really well done, and thank you again. And Mary, thank you too. It was
awesome. I'm sure it's the best thing that will ever happen to any of us. Thank you. Any other comments? They get a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Trustee Wozinski, seconded by Simon Selle. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion or meeting adjourned at 8:43. Hello.